AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Every bunny loves honey glazed carrots, a great side dish for your springtime celebration, and a delicious compliment to a sweet, bright Moscato.
Wine is made in virtually every country in the world, and I'm ready to give you a tour to find the right one.
Serving lamb this season? Try it with a bold Cabernet from the trendy Paso Robles region.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, Hank Sangre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Prince is, I heard like Prince is really nice in ball.
Yeah, Prince is, but even on some like Prince.
I heard you got a Prince story.
I got several Prince stories.
Oh, come on, man. God damn it, come on. Hold on, let me get the horn.
I got.
We got summons Prince right here.
All right, hold on. We gotta set this up. All right, so hold on, time out. Tahlil Kweli from
Did
Brooklyn.
Did we just switch it up?
Yeah, we always switch it up.
Drink Champs is horrible, okay. Man.
It's horrible. But look, this is my. I'm not cutting off. I haven't cut him off yet.
No, you just.
No, man. I see he's storing.
I swear, because you know, you from Brooklyn.
Yes.
You had
Flatbush all day.
You had 1,500 jobs before you were 16.
1,500 jobs.
Choose one.
You become an MC. Prince, I don't give a fuck if you're a killer. I don't give a fuck if you're a backpacker. I don't fuck if you who is. Prince is God to all of us.
As far as making music and art.
Music and
culture.
Creativity.
Yes, that's right.
Culture.
And he's just fine as broads.
That's yep. Right. And your first time. Mean Prince.
All right, first of all, shout out to DJ EQ, my wife, DJ EQ.
I like how you big up your wife. God damn it. High five.
That's real.
High five. Real shit. Let's make some noise for that.
Yeah.
I met her in LA, right? right?
Yeah,
in
she
the,
did.
In the stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, she was there.
All right, yep, okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
She's a world-class famous DJ, and Prince got to liken her DJ skills. She became a
DJ. You let your wife work with Prince? This is not starting out good.
Man.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a jealous guy. Prince, Prince, you got to get the fuck away. My wife is not doing your makeup, nigga.
Nigga. Prince cat right there.
Hold up, Prince. I'm sorry.
But no, she was DJing his parties, you know what I'm saying? And by this time when I met Prince, the first time I met Prince was at maybe House of Blues, L.A. She was DJing.
Did he float?
No, he didn't levitate or float.
He didn't levitate. Okay.
He had a segue.
Prince knew his hip-hop when I first met him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knew, but he knew certain type of hip-hop. He knew, like, Common. He like Common and Will I Am. You know what I'm saying? Like, he liked certain types of...
He was into something.
He liked hip-hop, but he liked hip-hop that was a little bit more, like, organic. You know what I'm saying? Like, he liked, like, Lauryn Hill and, you know, like, Common. Like, he really liked Common a lot. You know, like, he's a Common fan. You know what I'm saying? And Common is one of my favorite
MCs. Did Common work with him at all?
I don't know if Common might have worked with Prince. You know what I'm saying? But he liked Erykah Badu a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, Prince, I met
him. Eccentric shit.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. So when I met him, he said, I like that one song, you got Hot Thing. You know what I'm saying? I have sold Will I Am, Hot Thing. Will I Am is on the hook.
Of course.
And he liked Will I Am and Black Eyed Peas and all that type of shit. I started just hanging out, doing parties. You know, my wife would do parties. Prince would show up at the parties. He would just show up.
Hold on. How does this happen? Does the smoke come in when he walks in?
Listen, and a basketball.
I'm serious.
Prince would walk in the party. He'd walk in the party. You know, like, yeah. I went to a party once in L.A. What's that club that's across the street from the Beverly Center?
The club that's across the street from the Beverly Center.
That's the name of it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Prince walked in. The club ended, and Prince kept a bunch of us in the club. And
at gunpoint.
No, not at gunpoint. But he's Prince. He just gave the look.
Almost gunpoint.
And everybody stayed.
High point.
He pulled out a little Bible.
Prince bring a Bible to the club?
He's a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, yeah. Hella religious.
Wait, and Jehovah's Witness, they get down like that? They bring Bibles to the club?
And he started having Bible study at the club.
He don't drink.
At 3 in the morning.
Was niggas drinking?
There was no niggas there. It was only women. And me. Because my wife was his DJ. So I was the only nigga. And there was one other dude who was a boyfriend of one of the other girls. So it was Prince and me and this other dude.
All right, don't pass it. This is other niggas. Pass it back to me when
I got
you finish. All right, good.
I got you. And this other dude, Prince was caught in the Bible. He was caught in the Bible. And this other dude tried to say something smart.
And now this other dude is—he's not with Prince.
No.
Okay.
He just happened to be there. He tried to say something, and Prince—I never forget this. Prince said, "Listen, I know you think that you're saying something to add on to the conversation, but you really—you know what I'm saying? From what you're saying, I could tell you don't know what you're talking about. So how about you just not participate in the conversation?"
Was Prince about to whip a nigga ass?
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm asking you.
He politely told him, "You don't know the fuck you talking about."
Did Prince have on heels?
No, he did not.
He's a gangster.
I've been to several clubs with Prince.
Prince had Chuck Taylor.
Yeah, keep this going. Let's keep going with this Prince stories. I went to a
club. Have you ever been to Zini? In L.A.?
I know.
L.A., they used to have the party called Zini. They used to happen
I had Big Zini before. But yeah.
Big Zini, man.
Zini.
My bad.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, the clubs in L.A. closed.
All right, yes, that's a fact.
And then this dude used to have this party called Zini. We rented a warehouse. He used to rent the Muppet Studios, Jim Henson. Right?
And I need to know these type of people, Talib.
Come on, party with me.
I'm bad. I know. I'm
hanging out with Big Bird.
Big Bird. I was with Ernie and Bart and Bert and shit. You know what I'm saying? But they used to have these parties, but they used to bring the alcohol. And they used to set up stages and have go-go dances. And all the celebrities used to go, and all the basketball players, and you know what I'm saying? Like that type of
party. Like Illuminati shit.
It was Illuminati shit.
He's definitely Illuminati. I was with Talib in L.A.
Prince called my wife, and he said, "Where the party?" And we said, "We have Zini." Yeah, he said, "I'm coming."
And this nigga just rolled up.
So I had the privilege of telling the promoter, I said, "Listen, I'm bringing Prince."
I got a Justin Bieber story when you finish.
Yeah. I'm bringing Prince.
How the hell is Justin Bieber and Prince going together?
Because Justin Bieber said that, what? Prince ain't the only nigga around, nigga. Remember this?
No, I didn't. I don't remember this.
We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that later.
Let's finish
this.
This is great. Because my fans hate when they cut us off. They be like, let your fingers finish the story.
Prince came in the club, right? And the girl was dancing. And he said, "This party's great, but why is she up there dancing with no clothes on? Like, she had clothes on. She, you know, things covered. But he said, why is she? This, it don't need to be that, you know, because this is Jehovah's Witness Prince.
Right, right.
All
right,
this is not the Last Dragon Prince. Because
this
remember,
is not like
the Purple Rain Prince. Definitely not the Purple Rain Prince.
What was the chick from like Last Dragon?
Lake Minnetonka Prince.
Vanity. Prince used Vanity. To be right. Buck Wild back in the days. Mm-hmm. In the 80s, he was out of control. Mm-hmm.
So I said, listen, he asked me to introduce him to the party promoter. I introduced him. And he said, he explained to me, he said, listen, these girls, they bring business. People buy drinks. Prince said, let me talk to her.
What?
You trying to convert her.
Let me talk to her.
I need to hear this.
You know what I'm saying? The girl, he talked to the girl. The girl didn't know who Prince was.
Shame
She's
on
a young
her.
Chick. Young chick dancing in the club. She might have heard the name Prince, right. But she didn't know.
She's going to die tonight.
This is a long time ago. I'm telling
like
you an old story.
Story.
This is an old story.
He bites her, she turns, and that's what happened.
He said, how much are they paying you to dance with your clothes off? She said the number. He said, I'll pay you double to get down off that stage. Go home.
Let's make some noise for Prince being a trick. That's what's up. Reverse pimping right there.
Pimpin'. He said, go home, put your clothes on.
Prince invented reverse pimping.
That's weird.
She said, I'll take your money tonight, but what am I going to do tomorrow night? Mm. That's what this girl said to Prince.
I want to hear his response. What was his response, Tom?
He said, I don't have no control over that.
That's real pimping. That's pimping right there. That is pimping right there.
Bitch, we're figuring it out.
Tomorrow you're on your own, motherfucker. Okay, you know,
I'm not gonna quote him verbatim. You know what I'm saying? Besides
okay.
that one line. Besides
okay.
that one line. He did say that verbatim. Right. But beyond that, he basically explained to her, he was like, listen, I'm giving you an opportunity to make a different decision in your life. You know what I'm saying? And I watched him explain to this girl and talk to this girl. And I knew from the way that she was talking to him that she didn't understand the legacy. She didn't understand. She was just like, okay, yeah.
Prince
whatever.
Had an album come up with like three bitches. Butt naked on top of him.
I'll cut everybody off of here.
I'll give it real. Dame, we love you.
Dame, man, thanks for coming in, Dream Champs. You're never invited back again.
Never invited back again. He's a foul man.
No, I'm still standing here. I'm good, man. I'm good.
I don't want to know.
And he's just pretending. That's how we get down right here. He's pretending. He's acting both.
About.
Okay.
You want to take a shot?
I'll take a shot. Let's go.
Take a shot. Take
any chances?
Nah.
I'm good. I'll take a shot.
You gotta get David bent now. You gotta.
We're gonna drink each other under the table. Let's do it. I'm here. I'm good. I keep saying it.
Quit, Emma.
I don't know what we're gonna say. Wave the flag.
I quit a long time ago. Keep it 100. I don't know why I'm in this.
I'm Cuban. I'll drink, motherfucker. I'm Cuban.
I'm being quick.
So you done?
Nah, you I'm going to do drink that know. Shit.
I mean.
Damn, relax. I got to. You on my show, nigga. I'm real. Relax.
But look at the drink you pour, man. Ain't even a normal shot, homie.
Well, it's the same as mine.
This
I never seen niggas say I don't want enough liquor. You want more?
Come on, bro.
Fresh shit.
Oh, he drinking the Dusko. He's going in.
I don't know what the fuck.
Yo, you found this out, man.
Strange, yeah.
No. Hey, I'm not gonna let you look at me like you're not fouling them out, man.
Take your shirt off.
You talking
go
about?
On, go.
Cheers! 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 What did he say?
Where's go?
Yeah, y'all ready?
Yo, let's go, man.
Let's go.
Cheers.
Come on. All right.
I don't know why I'm drinking this fucking foul shit with you.
Yeah. Huh? Come on, cheers. Goddamn it. Come on.
I got a Cheerio.
Yeah, it's a Cheerio me too.
Come on. Drink that, dog. Don't do that.
I got a headache for you.
Nah, this ain't gonna get stuck. Don't give you no headache.
It's good.
Let's go, Bobbitt.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Listen, how much pussy did you get during doggy style? Let's just keep it real. Even if you ain't fucked the pussy, you just got the pussy and you send it off to the other people. Come on, Snoop, talk about that pussy, goddammit.
Doggy style. You know
the,
what?
The pussy that came.
You know what?
Pussy and doggy style. Goddammit, come on, Snoop, don't dodge this question.
I'ma say, you know what? When it came the most, and you ain't gonna believe me, but I'ma tell you the truth. It came the most when Tupac got on Death Row Records. Because I had another nigga that was a player just like me that knew how to play.
Because he was knocking these other niggas' bitches.
Exactly.
This he was filming on Slim this before nigga, he even was
this nigga,
okay,
Pac, this nigga Pac knocked one of my main bitches, man.
Go ahead, talk about that.
Look at me.
We need to hear this story. So you had your main bitch.
Yeah, no, she wasn't my main bitch, but she was
a little bit in your head.
She's a movie star bitch, right? She's a movie star bitch. We won't say her name because we're going to protect the innocent.
Yeah, let's do that. Right. Let's do that, Snoop. Protect the innocent, goddammit.
She's a movie star bitch, right? So Pac is on death row now. He out.
Yep.
So the bitch is in hoopla because everybody wants to meet my nigga. You understand me? And you know I ain't no motherfucking hater. I don't know how to block. I get out the way. So the bitch like, you understand me? I would love to meet Tupac if that's all right with you. I'm like, bitch, it's going to always be all right
and
with
now,
me.
Now, what state were you in?
We was in L.A.
Okay, continue.
This is where all the stars is at.
All the stars.
So now, one night,
yes,
I'm in the club, and the bitch is there, and Pac see the bitch. He like, man, I want to meet that bitch, man. I say, hey, man. And
that's exactly how he described her, the bitch.
That's my bitch,
let's
man.
Let's continue.
I'll kindly introduce you to her. Okay. Yes? I walks over to him, right, and say, bitch, this is Tupac. Tupac, meet the bitch. So, you know, after he meets the bitch, you know, I walks off. Because, you know, it ain't my job to stand there and see if they going to talk and hug and kiss or whatnot, take a picture. I walks off like a real player. I guess they exchange numbers. I don't know. So, you understand me? A few weeks later, I'm trying to, you know, slide by and go see her because, you know, she's a side piece to me.
Right.
So I'm trying to go see her on the late night like I normally do, you know, leave that back door open. And right. I'm like, well, what's happening? I'm finna slide through. You know what I'm saying? Leave that back door open. And the bitch hit me with, I don't think Pac would like that.
And this girl was Madonna, for the record, right? For the record, this girl we talking about is Madonna. He makes a thought. No, but for real, that's what the bitch said?
And for real, was that Madonna?
No, that wasn't Madonna. Hey, that wasn't Madonna. Now look, the nigga, look. Man, this is fucking crazy. You don't think I'm making this shit up?
No, we don't.
Nigga, I'm doing Saturday Night Live in New York. Nigga, it's documented. Nigga, when I had that Tommy Hilfiger shirt on, the red, white, and blue one, blew the motherfucker up. The shirt sold like a motherfucker, right? So the nigga Pac come and see me. He in New York. He bring me some weed, and he come backstage with the bitch, Madonna.
With Madonna.
Oh, we got a Madonna star.
With Madonna, for real.
I'm about to feel like I can tell you.
Was he cocking Madonna?
Man, he brought the bitch to Saturday Night Live.
So he's cocking.
He was knocking the bitch, yeah, man, because he brought me some bud, man, and he had the bitch on his arm, man, and he wasn't even like flossing the bitch. He had her right here.
Damn, Madonna had
this way.
Tupac and Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
The other way around. Tupac had Madonna, man.
God damn it. You're stupid.
Like, I remember we did a show in Syracuse, man. This is how you know Hov a real nigga. We did a show in Syracuse. I'm 14, can't even drive, nothing, no license.
I still can't drive.
Nothing, man. Right? So, you know, it's a couple niggas in the car, forgot who was with us. So, Jay, he pull over to the gas station like, yo, somebody get out and pump the gas. Nobody wanted to get out and pump the gas because it's freezing, man. It's snowing. We in Syracuse. It's snowing like a motherfucker. So Hov like, all right, I'm going to pump the gas. He pumps the gas. Nigga goes in the trunk, though. Don't tell nobody nothing. Comes out the trunk with his big ass coat on. Jumps in the car and do 200 on the highway with the windows down. Y'all niggas don't want to pump gas? My niggas.
Nah, man, yo, Bleak, man. I really appreciate this.
But I never met
you. Yo, I smoked with Wesley Snipes.
Oh, yeah, Snipes.
I smoked with Wesley Snipes.
That's loud.
Then the next day, he was like, yo, come with me to a karate competition. I was like, all right, cool. And I can't, you know, I don't give a fuck about no fucking karate. So I was in the joint. He was like, you know, that's just, I was like, yeah. The nigga was Wesley Snipes at the moment. I'm like, I hate karate. Like, I shoot people. Like, the fuck am I watching a karate class for? But I was there. I did the shit. It was like a karate Olympics. I'm sitting there acting like I like it.
Stupid.
And we went to Club Cheetahs, and he had so many Asian bitches with him. Big up to Wesley Snipes. We're looking for you.
Snipes.
We were like Wesley Snipes to
be
our
crazy.
First actor on the drink camps. I know I'm following you on Twitter. I know you're following me. I never hit you on there, but that night we hung out is classic. And I also heard a night where Nas hung out with Denzel Washington, and these niggas start smoking weed, and Jungle took the blunt from Denzel and was like, nigga, you Malcolm X. I heard of this story. So Jungle from QB, I know you can co-sign this story. This is a story I heard. That's my brother Jungle from QB. If you out there, you know, come on, Drink Champ, and let's describe the story. Did you hear about Bobby Brown frying chicken with cocaine? You didn't hear about that?
I don't know about that.
Bobby Brown fries chicken, the flour.
Didn't DMX know he does it with Coca-Cola?
No, I don't
know. No, wasn't it something like that?
No, that was Bobby Brown. That's the Bobby Brown story. That's the fly story in existence. Nigga said one day he fried chicken with Coke. What, Coke as the actual crust? How did you think that chicken? Bananas. How do you think that chicken tastes, Raekwon?
That shit was. God damn!
It was numbing. Nigga, whole body numb. Nigga, small intestines is fucked up. Just confused. Numb and all that.
That's another level, B.
So Ray, I asked you.
I hung out with niggas in the hood too that did
that
wild
fried
shit.
Chicken with cocaine.
Nah, niggas that jumped off the roof and lived.
You know niggas. That's right.
Yo.
Stories.
You know, when I say hang out with him, meaning like, you know, we see him in the hood or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some niggas, like, believe it or not, man, a lot of times we still gotta watch out for niggas that throw shit in niggas' drinks, man.
Mm. Straight up.
You know,
I knew a nigga one time.
That's fucked up.
And Wet Willie's. I've never been to Wet Willie's since.
Right.
But he had a half a Molly here, a half a Molly here, half a Molly here, half a Molly here, half a Molly here, half a Molly. And then he just stood there. And then the bitches came, and he was like, y'all want drinks? And he was like, yeah. He ordered drinks. You can never see it. And then all he did was pick up the drinks like this.
Wow.
And then he served the shit. I said,
wow.
You going to hell?
Award show that we're planning on January 2nd.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you some of the categories.
Okay.
And I want you to name a category for us. Okay.
Okay.
All right. One of the categories is Ass Eater of the Year. Look, he already stepped in to get his award. Ass Eater of the Year. Listen.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Listen.
You're disqualified.
Eddie the Ass Eater, you think you're going to win?
Here's your award.
I'm taking it.
I'm number one.
All right, so
listen. Get back to your word now.
Ass Eater of the Year. Uh-huh. Listen, I didn't clear this with Puff Daddy.
Okay.
But
yeah, I'm just looking at Puff.
I just look at Puff, and he look like an ass eater. He look like an ass eater.
I thought y'all
so,
had.
So,
no,
it's okay.
I thought y'all high five.
He ruined our deal. I just lost money.
We got a great relationship with Puff Daddy.
Okay.
So
we're going to do Ass Eater of the Year. So far, we have Eddie the Ass Eater. Follow him on Instagram. We got Trick Puff Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
We got Trick Daddy.
Okay.
We got Jack Thriller. Because Jack Thriller not only
what is it?
Eats, his? Not only eats ass,
oh, eats ass,
but he likes his ass to be eaten.
Turn it off.
This is a fact.
Turn
right?
it off.
So that's one category.
I changed my life. Yeah,
I'm going to name the cigarette category. We got the Cigarette Man of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette Man of the Year is going between Joe Buttons, Mac Miller, Post Malone, Noriega.
You just adding people to this category.
I can get in there. Yeah. I can get in that motherfucker.
Noriega.
Wait, what's the cigarette before I jump on?
No. A cigarette. Right? Regular cigarette.
All right, yeah. Just checking. Yeah.
And Jada Kiss, homeboy, Rose Witt, my nigga K.
Okay.
And that's one category.
Okay.
I add my homeboy down with my homeboy that's my cousin's friend.
It depends on what kind you smoke, too.
Right? Yeah. Oh, you smoke cigarettes?
Camels. You're fucking right. Camels.
Yeah, let me see what kind of cigarette you smoke.
If there's ice out there.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette with motherfucking Mystical.
Oh
you pulling out money, Mystical. Chill out. You rich. Chill out. Put that back. And you got a dress. You got a dress pants.
Man, my clothes dirty. Don't do me that, bro. No, bro. Not by design. My clothes dirty, bro. I just took my socks off. I said, "Well, I'm gonna try to throw like." At least I'm in Miami. Fuck.
It's some real fly shit. He came. Your name look like
chewing tobacco.
This is a soft pack.
This oh my God, that's the worst cigarette I've ever seen in my life. I'm gonna smoke one with you. Listen,
we gotta smoke this.
This is the jail cigarettes, Mr. Cooper. We gotta get you off of these. Oh my God.
institutionalized,
bro. Yo, this, yeah. this is the real Camel cigarette.
Make sure you light the side with the
Yo, you
the
don't even got a butt on your shit, Mr. Cole.
Oh my God, we gotta
speak to your management. We gotta change this. And by the way, Camel, we don't have a sponsor.
That's right.
So me and Mr. Cool both smoke Camel. I smoke That's Camel
right.
Crush.
That's right.
And Mr. Cool smokes Camel.
And young people don't smoke. How about that one?
Not filter.
Yeah.
No butt. Yeah. No butt.
Listen, by the way, for our award show, all we want is foul sponsors: Ciroc, EFN, FN. Excuse me. Ciroc, FN. Camel.
We never got an effing chain.
Camel.
Fuck that shit.
Yo, 56. Send our effing chain.
Yeah, that shit is delicious, bro. For real. That shit's strong, too.
I can't believe I'm smoking. Yo, this is the cowboy shit. This is the.
Marlboro's the cowboy shit.
No, this is the cowboy shit.
Project shit. This is like the gangster shit.
Y'all smoke this in the
morning. Let me find out you smoke with John Wayne.
Smoking for the low light.
Where did you start smoking Camel? Because these are the real Camel.
Upon going to jail. Yeah, I never smoked tobacco.
These are jail cigarettes.
It smells like shit, guys, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Secondhand smoke is pretty bad.
Let's do a toast.
Me and
Mr. Goose
smoking. Did y'all just cheers to the cigarettes?
Can you light it the wrong way? I think I lit it the wrong way.
That's horrible, man.
No, ain't no fucking wrong.
Ain't no wrong. Listen.
That's actually the right way.
Listen.
Kids don't smoke.
Mr. Goose just gave me a cigarette. You can't light it the wrong way. Let's make some noise for that, guys.
No noise for that.
This is terrible. It's terribly good.
Exactly. Before you hear it, I said, Mr.
It actually smells all right. I'm not really saying that out loud.
The words. Where the word Campbell at.
Mm.
But sometimes I smoke it like that too. I flip that fuck out. I'm smoking that bitch like that.
Well, yeah. Oh, so you smoke it a different way. Break that down again. I'm sorry.
Normally you light the side with where the Camel is written at.
Mm.
Yeah, burn that part off. Yeah.
Camel gotta cut us a check, goddammit.
Hey.
Word up. I'll get a Camel Crush chain.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop though.
I'm gonna stop too. How long you been smoking, Mystical?
2004.
Damn, I've been smoking since like.
So you started smoking late in your life?
I went to jail. If that don't kickstart your fucking chain.
Oh, so y'all can smoke in New Orleans? In jail?
In certain capacities.
Mm.
Not if you're on in the disciplinary part, like if you're in the live population. Yeah.
What up, Drink Champs Army? It's time to eat right. Not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's important to know where your food comes from. Ever since I started eating Blue Apron, I'm telling you, my chef game has gone up. I never cooked like this before, and it's easy step by step, and all the food is fresh. My girl thinks I'm an incredible chef at this time. For less than 10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. Choose from a variety of new recipes each week, or let Blue Apron's culinary team surprise you with recipes that are not repeated within a year, so you'll never get bored. Customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. Blue Apron has several delivery options so you can choose what fits your needs. And there's no weekly commitment, so you only get deliveries when you want them. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe and pre-portioned ingredients and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. And I guarantee that's the truth. Blue Apron's freshness guarantees promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free. That's right, first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/drink. That's blueapron.com/DRINK, drink. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. Drink Champs Army, let's get it together. Let's eat right. blueapron.com/drink.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan.
Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
I'm going. What
the fuck is they talking
so
about?
So when you and Kanye West battled on stage.
Damn.
Straight to Summer Jam.
I love that moment.
Describe that moment. Who was that put together? Was that like spirit of moment? You and Kanye. This is the craziest nigga in life.
In his life.
But this is before he got crazy. He was like sane at this time.
I respect Kanye for taking that battle because, you know, a lot of producers I asked turned down that
battle. Oh, wait. Tom. So you're saying this was your whole idea?
Yeah.
Oh, in New York City.
I was leading Summer Jam, of course. We gonna.
Oh, so this is orchestrated.
This, yes.
I've never knew this.
You didn't know that?
I've never knew this. No.
I called so these people.
You've asked people to do this before.
Dude, time is running out.
No. We don't have time.
We're not ready.
We just started.
All right.
We just got a special message.
I'm gonna make this go.
No, that's not. You want another shot of Bacardi?
No, I got my cup right here. This is Bacardi 8. Great.
Right here too.
Wait, let's do shots. I don't do like
drinking like us, man.
What is that? The weed, bro. Like, I mean.
All right. Cool. Did that Bacardi niggas doubling up on me? So okay. So you had this idea for a producer.
You know, because when I look at Summer Jam, I notice that a lot of the performing artists musically got to shine. And the producers was always behind those big hit records that these artists was able to go on stage and do their thing to. So right. I said, you know what, let's play homage to the producers. Mm. And Summer Jam is very controversial. So I said, you know what, let's make it a battle. Mm. Where I'm talking shit, and then whoever come out and challenge me to me talking shit with their greatest couple of hits, and I give them my greatest couple of hits, and we gave the people a show that was respectable, and it paid homage to the producer.
Right.
Everybody turned down the request except for Kanye, and I give him
no names that you could say that turned it down.
Who else would you name him?
Did Premier turn it down?
Man, I'm not challenging Premier.
I'm just saying.
Good job.
Like, he dropped that New York State of Mind.
Bye-bye.
Like, one track. Like, Premier.
Just Blaze.
He's in there.
Pete Rock?
But just did Just Blaze?
Nah, you know.
Nah, you're going way too far.
You know, why am I going way too far, man?
Pete dropped Reminisce on Me. What the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
Right. Stop dropping? No.
Who said Just Blaze?
He said Just Blaze.
Just Blaze. He definitely turned you
down. I reached out to Just Blaze. Not he didn't definitely. Just Blaze is talented. I think Just Blaze could probably beat me today in the battle because I'm not really thinking about it. But if I thought about it, I'd probably give him a little bit of a run for his money.
Now, when you're saying battle, are you saying hits? Y'all.
At that time, it was hits.
Mm.
Right, so imagine he came with
how the crowd reacts.
Allow me to reintroduce him. Like the whole stand.
Yeah.
Canada. But I got something for that too.
Right.
Mm. I got something for that. People gotta understand, like, I used to make. Everybody, what are we doing? Like,
Okay.
Let me just tell you something.
It's good.
Man. Love.
Let's welcome Twin Hawk.
Twin got that fade. I need your barber's number.
Nah, let me tell you something.
Come in here with his pretty boy shit.
Let me tell you something, man.
Moving in on us all
let
crazy.
Let me tell you something. Twin was the star, one of the stars of this show.
Mm.
You know, something unfortunate happened. Unfortunate accident happened.
But it's not unfortunate. He's here today, so it's fortunate.
And you know what? We are so proud to see Twin here right now. Yo, somebody give Twin a mic, please. And just let him.
And give him a shot of that egg, too.
Nah, not yet.
Two weeks ago.
Yo, Drink Champs family, Army, thank you for all the prayers. I appreciate it, man. Right. Appreciate all the love, all the support. Right. And prayers been working because I'm getting better and I'm alive.
Right.
I'm here. I could have been 6 feet under, but I'm here.
Right.
And I can keep moving forward. Right. And even though if I don't walk again, I'm still living. You know what I mean?
There's
still hope, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here.
You're going to walk again, motherfucker.
I'm here.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy? All right, cool.
Let's hold hands and give a little blessings. We thank you for Twin being here with us today on and life form and real form. And we thank you for protecting him and guiding him and getting him to this level of being conscious and being loved. And we never forget all the prayers, all the deeds that has been done today. Him waking up this morning is just a plus. In your name we pray, amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Happy to be back.
That was real shit right there. Damn, I got emotional and shit.
Yeah, me too. Ooh, man. Like, serious. Like,
nah, because that's Twin. That's all.
That's our little brother right
that's
here.
That's our little
man.
Brother, motherfucker.
That's my brother,
damn.
Too.
Damn, but listen. Cause we very scared. We don't. You sure you want to stay right there?
Yeah,
he's good.
But you know, usually I ask you to take a shot or something, but it's not today. He's gonna want to stay healthy today. We love Twin.
Being here is a shot right now.
Yeah, that's right, motherfucker. Yeah, but okay, so now Swiss,
I'm ready. What's up?
So we're gonna take it.
But you was getting into the battles and you was talking about
battle. Like, we gotta complete that story. So
he said, you know, we're trying to find out who he asked. He said, Just Blaze.
Yeah, who he asked?
I asked Timberland, I asked Pharrell.
Oh, Timberland.
Oh, okay.
You know, I battle any one of them today, too. That's nothing. It's light work. You know, that's dance.
So Kanye stepped up?
Kanye stepped up to the plate.
Okay.
He was a game
player. Describe this moment.
You know, he was like,
what Kanye is this now? He definitely don't got blonde hair. Let's keep it.
Got the backpack on?
Nah, he had a backpack.
The backpack.
That's
Kanye.
Backpack Kanye.
I know. Like, what was his
Jesus, big Jesus piece?
Okay.
Red
college
jacket,
dropout
Louis
Kanye.
Louis Vuitton sneaker Kanye.
They was on there.
Is Jesus walks?
College dropout Kanye.
Yeah. Nah, it's before Jesus walks. I mean, is it?
Around that time, I think it was.
He was hot Kanye.
Yeah, he was
hot Kanye. Cayenne Pepper Kanye.
Right.
Kanye. But I respect that. I gave him the concept, and he was just like, all right, let's make it fresh.
Dope.
And the craziest part was, like, he came, I told him my playlist, he told me his playlist, I kept my playlist, and he changed his playlist. Oh. I was like, you sure you don't want to? Because, like, I didn't, it wasn't about no Big Eyes and Little U's.
No, but at what point he changed his playlist?
Oh, when it was showtime.
Oh,
right before the set.
When it was showtime, I heard songs that he didn't present. I was like...
So y'all both knew what songs y'all was going to play, each year.
I told him I never changed what I was going to play because I just wanted to play what I was going to play. And the songs that he picked before I thought were stronger. You know, because I didn't want it to be like... a Big Eye, Little U thing. I wanted him to be great, and I wanted me to be great. And he was great. But, you know, I think the selection that we first had was better. Mm. You know, right? Because it's not like, you know, me going on the Summer Jam stage and showing off on another person, because that man is talented.
Yes.
He's a genius. Yes. You know, he a master of his craft. Just like Timbaland, Dr. Dre, Pharrell, Just Blaze, all the producers, they're master of their own crafts. And the one thing I do miss about music is that, you know, we all had different things to bring to the table. Mm. You know, when you heard our sound, it was a different sound totally. Not about a bounce.
Right.
We came with what we felt like what we wanted to come with. You know, and there's a couple of new producers that's doing that, and I respect them all.
Like a signature sound?
Yeah, there's a couple of producers owning it, and there's a couple of people that's taking advantage of the technology.
But Swiss Beast is about to make an album right now, tomorrow.
Oh, it's
right?
done.
I'm asking.
That shit right? done.
And the label says, well, go hire some new dudes. Who is Swiss Beast going to hire, producer-wise?
I'm not scared of new dudes. I got new dudes on my team. I respect new dudes.
No, I'm saying, like, when I say, my bad, let me rephrase the question. They're saying, go get some, like, the producers that's trending right now. There's the producers out.
Right.
Who is Swiss going to say, you know what?
What producers you like now?
Yeah. But if you making an album, because, you know, let's be honest, you're an artist, too.
There's a lot of new producers that I like. You know, I'm not stuck in my past. You know, a lot of producers get stuck in their past and they don't really respect. Somebody need a goddamn fix.
Goddamn, relax.
We got a lot. This is the noisiest episode ever.
Yeah, you can't smoke it.
Sound like we got construction in the background.
But my headphones done blocked them out already.
No, I hear everything in that noise. It sounds like we building something back there.
Who is? If they say now, we say you got three people. No. Let's say five. So you got five people to pay other than you to finish your album right now.
No, Noriega, I love you. Yeah. I'm bad with names, bro. That's just, I admit to it. I'm bad with names. Damn. I like
no
Mike
Metro
Will.
Boomin.
I like Metro Boomin. You know.
Rico Love.
You could say the song that you like, the producer.
No, I like Mike Will. I like Metro Boomin. I like Boy Wonder. You know what I'm saying?
Boy Wonder, my nigga.
You know, Avery. You know, it's a lot of, you know, Ty Snags. I like everybody that's being creative. There's you know, you got to think about this, like, right?
Right.
There's a lot of people that's doing music that could have been robbing our kids and our mothers and our brothers and our cousins. As long as people doing something positive.
Kind of like what DMX said too. He kind of said the same thing.
Right.
Shout to the dog.
But so you're not gonna call Dr. Dre.
That's not a new producer.
You just switched it up on him.
I don't even know.
I'm calling Dr. Dre for this DMX album.
Might as well call Premier too, man. Come on, let's go.
One more question. Yeah. I'm out of line with my questioning.
Yeah, you went left. You were going right.
I'm sorry. My bad. Let's continue with the new producer.
I respect all the new producers. Anybody that's doing something positive with music is just like art. It's an expression. You either can relate to it or you can't. That's why there's different genres in music, different genres in art, and different genres in everything that we face in this world. You know, I'm not going to sit here and play around with none of those producers because, you know, they all got a little bit of influence. And myself, Timbaland, whoever you want to name, we are part of their DNA, whether we like it or not.
right there, like on West 8th or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know.
And then I had came back, and one of my homeboys was like, "Yo, Prince is out there." I was like, "Get the fuck out of here!"
Shit.
So he went and got.
Hold on, Prince.
Rewind.
Hold on, half. You about to tell me you met Prince?
Yes.
Start all over.
Shit.
Yeah. I've never been in the vicinity of this nigga.
Nah, so word.
Yeah, I never.
And that's how I feel about Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so we in the studio, and one of my homeboys was like, "Yo, Prince is out there." I was like, "Get the fuck out of here." Right. He was like, "Hell yeah, I'll bring that nigga in here. He mad cool." Right. He fucking brought Prince in the studio. Right. I'm about this
now,
tour.
Now, Electric Lady, remember, this is Jimi Hendrix.
Right. Now, I'm about this tour. I'm about this tour, whatever I'm going to tour. Prince is like this.
And he had heels on?
And I'm short.
Did he have, he always had heels on.
No, he just had, what
he had on flats? He didn't have heels, number one. It wasn't heels.
Flint should have on heels.
Not heels. Maybe Prince, platforms. Yeah.
So I was making a beat, and then I was like, "Holy shit, Prince!" Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, he just hung out at that point?
Yeah, I was like, "Yo, is there anything I need to do to the beat?" Can you, he was like, "Hold on, that nigga got on the keyboard and just started." I swear to God,
he's on a record though.
He was that cool, yo.
Did he get on your beat?
Yes, and then, Snoop rhymed on the beat,
and this record came out.
It came out.
What record is this?
It's called "Thou Shall Not Kill." Listen to it.
Oh my God. Let's make some noise.
But no credit to Prince on it.
No credit to Prince.
He probably walked away and said, "Don't give me credit."
Wait, so who did he play, the keys?
The nigga walked out and didn't even say bye. How about that? Fuck the credit. He was like,
"Poof." Purple smoke.
Producers live the illest life. We was trying to do business for years, and then when I finally get to Def Jam, I sign the papers, and I believe you had Cristal there. I believe you had some Cristal there, and I smoked the blunt in the war room. It wasn't your office. It was the war room. Yeah. I smoked the blunt. Yeah. I think you took like two hits. And then I asked you, "Leo, what's that picture right there?" And it was you on the Run DMC tour, and your nose was bloody. And I said, "You had a fight?" You said, "No, I sniffed cocaine all night."
And listen,
that picture's classic.
Back in the disco fever.
On, Day-Day, right? Man. Okay, yeah, my nigga. I heard you got mad kids.
We got families to feed.
22 with 16 children.
We got families to feed.
I heard that, man. You've been fucking.
So sorry. No, talking about the blow, right? So... back in the disco fever days,
I don't think anybody
actually knows about the disco fever, 169th in Jerome. Yeah. And Sweet G was the doorman and host. We used to, there was no one that didn't have a $100 bill dancing. That's how we danced, like that. So it wasn't because I was sniffing blow. We were all sniffing blow.
It was part of the culture.
Right, well, I just thought that story was ill because I'm sitting there expecting him to say, "Nah, I had a fight with Run DMC." He's like, "Nah, we didn't tell you to bring it all, but we're glad
you're doing your job.
Put it on ice. Please, come on, Twin. You know he's your biggest fan, by the way.
Thank you.
You know Day-Day, too, right?
Yeah.
Day-Day.
Day-Day, who are you and what are you doing here?
That's what Leo will be doing. So, and I remember you was the first person, Leo, to tell me I had radio skills, and I bring it back. I refresh your memory. It was a time at Def Jam where nobody was messing with Star and Buck Wild. Nobody would go up there. And he had dissed Prodigy the week before, and when he had mentioned my name, I just was furious. So I did not abide to the Def Jam rules, and I went up there, and I handled Star. Like, you know, I don't mean like handling, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I destroyed the interview. And Leo called me and said, "You must come to the office now." And I said, "Leo, I'm mad tired." He's like, "And I'm hungry." He goes,
say that again.
He said, "You must come to the office now." And I said, "I'm tired and I'm hungry." He said, "First of all," he said, "you must eat the pink teacup." You referred me to pink teacup.
God.
You said, "Me and Russ used to sniff coke all night. We had to eat ourselves to sleep." I always remember your coke stories because I love them. Make some noise for that.
Can you imagine that vegan eating, yoga twisting Russell used to eat three meals a day at the pink teacup?
pig knuckles. He used
to, pork.
Pig knuckles.
You pig knuckles.
Pig knuckles. Damn. You told me.
Pig knuckles.
He said, I used to sleep all night and then had to eat the pig. But you told me, you said, because it was something that sparked in that interview where, you know, Star was the man in New York at the time and he controlled the interview. But it was something that I did when I controlled, when I flipped it back on Star and you was like, I believe you said, I want you to start the artist development company. It was something like that. But this, so that, this is what led to this. So Leo is responsible for Drink Champs. Let's make noise. Come on.
But how, like, we got Day Day here.
You guys are evolving with these new artists. Now, how do you find these artists? Are they hot or... You gonna hit someone like that? I was scared to offer you.
I'm muddy.
So let's break down lean for the people who is drinking Clorox.
Right.
Because some people are out here drinking Clorox, True James. They're not drinking lean. They're drinking Clorox mixed with NyQuil. Can you tell them the real? How does this happen?
Mm-hmm. All right. So they have like they have fake activists. Like they have fake everything.
They got fake everything.
And so I don't drink red, green, nothing like that. All I do is drink activists. So when they said they were going to stop making activists way back when.
Now, activists is pink?
Yeah, activists is like, it's the coating that changes it to pink.
Once it changes you mix it. Once you mix it, okay.
Yeah, and it changes it to pink. Once activists, like once Justin Bieber and a few other artists of high caliber started getting caught with this kind of drink.
Okay, hold on. Justin Bieber got caught with activists. We did not know that. Let's make some noise for Justin Bieber. Being a nigga. He's a nigga. Justin Bieber, you are officially a nigga. Go ahead. He's officially a nigga. God damn it, Justin Bieber.
Man, it was just everybody. Every time you saw somebody, that's what they were. It started being something that they would post from Soulja Boy and a lot of other cats would post it online. So, in my opinion, the company shut down, and we gave a warning that we're shutting down. When they gave that warning, I didn't believe them, but I kind of did because the price went up, and I thought people was just trying to. So I bought a little extra, and so I don't drink every day at all. You know what I'm saying? But today I'm in Miami. It's like it was like a Beyonce tour. I had to perform for that. Right. I had a video shoot with Lil Wayne yesterday. I know I got to be geeked up to be around this nigga. Right. You dig what I'm saying? Right. So I pulled out.
Like something. My friend Twin, he came with Factivist.
Yeah,
what did he come with?
I don't know.
It was Factivist. It wasn't Activist.
I can't do it.
Come on, Twin. Just speak on Has Mike. Yeah. What was that fake shit you drinking? What's that it called?
It's not fake. There's different types of lean. This is called Caracol. It's green.
I've never heard of that. I'm gonna ask you to step off the mic. Choking up over here. He ain't never heard of it. This is a lean. Listen, time out, Twin. This is a lean guy. He's never heard of it. Hold on.
What you say?
Give us the real, James. That's not it, right? That's not. Well, he's drinking his Clorox.
Activist is promethazine and codeine.
How about lean?
Oh, no, here we go.
Yo, yeah, we had two chains on here. Let me tell you another story. So you know my man's. He's a lean professional.
Okay, who that?
All right, Wayne.
Okay,
you know, back in the G, professional. All right,
but since New Orleans, or
check it out. This is in the height of it. It's going down. You know what I'm saying?
I like his energy. Let's keep it high. Currency.
I'm on the bus. You know what I'm saying? We was playing like pickup basketball outside. Fucking run on the bus to get something to drink. Now I'm straight on that. This one, the Hawaiian Punch. They came out with different colors, blue and purple, and all this shit. So they had the purple one in there. Purple Amazing Mix. Alright. Fucking the six pack of them bitches. This nigga he poured up the whole six thing and then put them back in the rings. So they looked like harmless purple Hawaiian punches in the fridge. So I ran in basketball thirsty and fucking down one of them bitches, like standing in the hallway of the bus just killing it. And he came on the bus and was like, oh lord, cause he know I don't fuck with you. Like spit him. you probably about to die. He's like, you probably about to die, my nigga, because I had drunk the whole thing. He was like, you didn't feel like the difference in the bottle. He turned another one upside down and showed me, you know. So it was all stuck to the bottom of the shit. So I'm like, oh, you know. So we was watching Hostel. We hadn't even left New Orleans yet. We was on our way to Miami. Watching Hostel in the parking lot of the fucking
Hostel
mall.
That's
the movie that was they take the family over. They was killing you. They cut your eyes out and shit. And I fell asleep. And well, I thought I was up.
Did you wake up with your eyebrows
off? Check it out. Check it out.
Yeah,
I thought I was watching the movie. And then Mac was like, bro, go lay it down, man. You look ridiculous. I was like, all right. So I went to the rack, and I woke up in Miami on the bus by myself. Like, where, and you know you can't park buses by the hotel, so I was like sitting in some open parking lot somewhere, like off the beach. And nobody even knew I was, like, they just left me on the bus. Like, I was like, yo, we really were scared. Like, we left you because we kind of thought you might have been done.
Did they leave the TV on it?
Yeah, fucking.
So since then,
you haven't fucked straight. Yeah, because I don't even remember nothing about it.
But you don't drink green lean.
You can't sleep 18 hours. Like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, I slept from New Orleans to Miami. To Miami, and the bus, everybody like left the bus. I'm just on that bitch still asleep. So that was my lesson.
You want to hear my first, like.
You did this shit too?
No. I did it, but I'm not talking. I'm going to get into that part.
What do you mean? This is drink
shit. I went to Japan.
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up 1 second. I want to let everybody know they could check us at drinkchamps.com. Follow us at drinkchamps on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check Nori out at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and New Year Nori on Snapchat. You could check me, DJ EFN, at Who's Crazy Instagram, at DJ EFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on Snapchat. Make sure you follow the team, our visual media manager, Rich Blanco, at Rich_Blanco on Instagram and Twitter. Our engineer, Hazardous Sounds, at Hazardous Sounds on Instagram and Twitter. Our photographer, Big Drain, at Drain on Instagram and at Big Drain on Twitter. Our graphic artist, AKZ, at AKZ916 on Instagram and Twitter. Also, shout out the whole CBS Play.it team. Follow them at PlayIt on Twitter. And make sure you grab yourself some Drink Champs shirts, shot glasses, and cups, and all that merch at drinkchamps.com or check our homies at 8and9.com. Head over to iTunes and pick up the singles For the Win, Moguls, and Petty, as well as the Drunk Uncle Project from Nori. Also, my album, Another Time, is out now, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or physicals at crazyhood.com. Check Hazardous Sounds Project, Save the Culture, and you can check that at hazardoussounds.com or check it on all digital platforms. Also, look out for Nori's cooking show coming very soon and my coming home Vietnam film, which you can see the previous films about Haiti, Cuba, and Peru currently on Revolt TV. Shout out the whole Drink Champs Army. We really appreciate your support, and we out of here.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.